for the responsible manager selection and due diligence for several parties of Sumitomo, including their balance sheet, including their asset management business, kind of fund bond, which we're talking about right now. And also including more the wealth channels, which is SMBC Nikko, which is a brokerage firm, primarily is a distribution channels for Sumitomo as well. So they're kind of responsible for multiple pockets. Think about this, HSBC asset management, right? They are kind of responsible for HSBC balance sheet, HSBC insurance, and also HSBC. So what Mikihiro and Hidami working now is a fund of fund, right now, which essentially the currently primary investor will be those small institutions, smaller mid-sized insurance and pensions there in Japan. So what they were doing, they were set up this fund of fund, and then they were fundraise. Firstly, they will use the balance sheet to invest, and then also at the same time, they will fundraise through this kind of small institutions among the networks, external capital as well. So it's a kind of combination of institution plus distribution, but also given it's going to be the same entity, if we want to do something with this, let's say SMBC Sumitomo Nikko, it's one of the largest distributors in Japan. So it's going to be the same team, reviewing any of the products, including HK and potential H Grow in the future as well. So it's a very important relationship for us. So for them, they typically, it's kind of in their checkbox. Typically, we'll have to, it's a mandatory requirement to do on-site manager visit for any of the product they onboarded. So that's why they are sending a team. This one is just one lady to Houston to meet the team there. This is kind of something they have to do. I'm pretty sure I met this lady, but that's kind of among with a lot of other people with the team, and also including the head of investment on their side as well last year. So they have already done quite a bit of work understanding the products, understanding the platform. So it's not going to be the first time to hear about us. Okay. Right? They already know about us quite a bit. But we can kind of give a refresh about the platform product. One thing they did mention is that they do like our platform that is not only just U.S., but also HKA particularly, not just investing in U.S., but also have a significant portion of Europe. Comparing to any other similar products in the market. And they do appreciate the extensive platform we have there, one of the largest pan-Euro platform, real estate platform there. So we can have, I think it's Greg this time, right? Greg has spent a little bit of time to talk about there when we talk about the platforms, global footprint. And also maybe when we talk about this portfolio, like with 70% US, 30% Europe in general, we can touch on a little bit. So I don't think it's going to be there. I don't think we should position as a, let me rephrase. We don't need to position as a first time meeting, go through all the details.
Okay.
But kind of refresh the platform, refresh our strategy. And then I think it's helpful to give an update about the portfolio right now. How we think about it, what kind of recap a little bit last year, how we think our portfolio is going to look like, markets look like, a forward-looking basis, right? And then spend some time talking about Europe, differentiation is important. And then what else? I do believe the lady might ask, well, you never know with the Japanese investors, but given they already know the product quite a bit, so typically after our instructions, we definitely want to reserve some time for her to ask questions. From her kind of reviewing all these DD questions, response we gave her last week or so. Yeah.
Thank you. No, that's super helpful. I guess where I was coming from, so I think I told you I used to do due diligence at Morgan Stanley Wealth Management before I joined Heinz, and then I've already conducted a couple of on-site visits from Wells Fargo and Schwab with Heinz. So typically what they do, they send one ODD, operational analyst, who would sit down with just the operational back office, middle office teams, like Laronica, head of compliance, or head of IT, and talk about cybersecurity. And then they have a dedicated IDD analyst who will just do the IDD sessions with Gregory and the investment team. So in this, for Sumitomo, we only have 2 hours and a half with Gregory, or an hour and a half with Gregory, and 1 hour, because she only gave us like 2.5 hours. So we have 1.5 hour with the Gregory and then 1 hour with Matt and Gordon to talk about middle office slash back office. But that middle office slash back office is strictly operations of HGIT, not necessarily the back office of the firm.
The entire platform.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to be clear that's okay and how much he already knows or Sumitomo knows about the firm, about our capabilities, like you said, the platform.
Got it. Yeah, looks to me, I think should be okay given they do want to spend majority of the time talking to the deal team, investment DD, right? But I do believe like typically, right, like for 1 hour for this operational stuff, not only just operation, it could be like legal, all of that, right? The IT sometimes would be very comprehensive. I don't think this one could be as much as comprehensive as like Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley, all of that.
Okay.
But I do probably it will make sense. You just quickly drop Mikihiro and Hidemi and myself, I know the background, just give them an update. So this is I'm pretty sure they already have that, right? So we have 1.5 hour with Greg, most on the investment side,
mm-hmm.
and 1 hour with the Matt for, we'll cover as much as possible on the operational related items. Whether it works for them, considering the time allocation, which I believe should be fine. But just in case, right? Just in case we need more time for, let's say, 1 hour for investment team, 1.5 for the operation part of that, or 45 minutes with investment team, right? At least I believe we need 45 minutes to an hour.
I just want to make sure she's not going to ask questions about legal compliance because these people are not present in the room and we're not savvy enough to answer on their behalf. But if she wants to have further conversations, we can do it as a follow-up phone call.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay. Yeah, I think it makes sense. Let's just clarify a little bit with the Japan team. I think they're closer with the Sumitomo on daily basis than I do. But definitely just double check, and see whether we have enough. I think we can just mention if we want to go deeper into those operational legal compliance questions, we probably want to budget a little bit more time for the operational part of that. So we can bring in more people if needed to address those questions, right? On site. Right. I think that, but I believe on the 1 hour, it's okay if they want to just spend more time with the investment team. But if I agree with you, if they want to dig in deeper into all these operational items, we probably should at least need another 30 minutes, right? For that.
Okay. Right? And then, I'm not sure if you've seen the email from Mikihiro, earlier today about asking to waive the 5%.
This redemption fee. Yeah, I had a call, catch up with him. Let's leave it out of this due diligence trip for now. And then we'll discuss about it. I know some of the others, like Brookfield and others agreed to that. I just knew many of these Japanese investors, they, most of the time they will ask for something else instead of these penalties. Back to my Carlo time, what we did in the past, we charge a redemption fee instead of the lockup something, but I don't know whether they could resolve their, kind of serve their purpose this time. But let's do this. I would suggest we have them complete the DD. We'll go back to them, afterwards and then get some feedbacks. I'm thinking if this is the only one items, we probably need to discuss internally, whether it could do something, I don't know, maybe not, right? But let's don't proactively address that during the DD, right?
Okay.
I don't know what any other have asked the same question, similar question, like Latin, Canada, any names?
HSBC asked this question. I know Eugenia tried to raise it, and the answer was no. I think he also elevated it to the, but it's a Paul Ferraro kind of question, right? So I think he was discussing it with him. I'm not sure what type of an answer he got. But I've only been with the firm for 1.5 years, right? And then in one of the DD sessions, I think, so typically a question would ask, like, what's the investor base? And then Omar said it's pretty retail. And then he did mention a case before, predates me, where I think there was an institutional investor who wanted to make a big allocation. But then I guess it was like in a family office probably. But then it was so big that they also wanted to be flexible to withdraw all of that. And then Omar wasn't comfortable with that. So he said, I don't want to your money. That's a quick story. So again, don't know the exact background. I think this is a question that needs Paul's involvement.
Yes.
But I can tell you if I go to Omar and Gregory, I'm going to run this question by them, but I think the answer will be no. Just a heads up.
Makes sense. Yeah, I do plan to, like, chat with Paul on this as well, before on this as well, and so he knows, because as mentioned, there are a couple of things in considerations for us. One is, for this investor particularly, it's not a retail individual investor's money.
Yeah.
Right? Think about this, their balance sheet, and also, with the fund of our own of the insurance company, is essentially the institutional capital. It's a kind of, to us, it's fund of fund, right? It's a one fund of fund vehicle. They're just rebalancing all that. It's not like an individual investor. There are a lot of individual investors behind all these aggregate numbers. And then, yeah, now, right, on a daily basis, it's not the case. So that's slightly different. And secondly, as mentioned there, this would be helpful. I think that all the conversation we have here would be helpful, not only just for this one, but also if any time we are, this is actually a client after this one, if we are able to close this, we'll bring this on the distribution side of the business for Sumitomo. So meaning that hopefully get HK onboarded, as a feeder fund on the platform. They are set up, usually this organization we're talking here, the asset management arm, usually they will create a feeder fund on top on our fund, and then they will distribute it through their clients. So all these DD works will be helpful for that conversations. But those probably when you think about something else. But for this fund, personally, I would rather feel more comfortable given it's more stable capital versus individuals. But let's see. Let's see how the due diligence works going on, how it goes, and then I will. I also bring this up with Paul and see what's his thoughts on this. But yeah, let's just hold it for now. I think
okay.
We don't need to answer it. We don't need to have a conclusion right now.
Okay.
If there are several other gating issues, we can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
If this becomes the only one, then we probably should have a thoughts. Yes.
Okay. All right. Noted. Thank you, Ho. I think I'm all set with my questions.
Okay. Yeah. Hope that's helpful. And then do just send a quick note to Mihiro. Just make sure we're budgeting enough time for operation.
Mm-hmm.
I do work with you. If you do want to go deeper to ask all these questions,
yeah,
we should budget a little bit more time, right?
Okay.
For that.
Yeah.
So okay. Get the right person in the room. Otherwise, I've been running that. We've been running that multiple times. If not the right person in the room, people in the room just weren't able to answer that, right? They were say, someone else is covering me. Not what we're trying to do there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
Houston next week. I'm not sure whether you'll stay. I think for H Grow, even though it's still in process, very efficient, I think for Asia, we have, we kind of started a lot of early conversations here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in Singapore, in Australia as well. So some of them pick up the pen to work on some due diligence as well. So Jonathan has been helpful, helping us to put up all this, some of the response on there. I'm pretty sure your team is kind of heavily involved all of that as well. So that's coming to you. And then both HK and Acro, I believe that's kind of two major kind of assembly credit we're working on. So more to come on there.
Great. Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.